Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 5th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each weekday morning to bring these messages to you via this podcast. Today's message is titled, His Faithful Servant I Would Be. The scripture text is a portion from Paul's letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, 15 and 16.
Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
A standard safety announcement on commercial airline flights has to do with the oxygen masks. The flight attendant instructs that you are to place the mask on yourself first, then on any children who are with you. Initially, this seems to be so contrary to the put others first ethic. However, it's altogether proper. By assuring that you stay conscious, you're able to help those around you who may be unable to place the mask on by themselves.
Well, I believe that's the focus of this passage. We must stay in good spiritual condition to faithfully influence others for Christ and for eternity. We've all seen examples of those that don't and its effect on not only on them, but also on those around them. God, help me to persevere today.
The above portion of Scripture has long gripped my heart. I first recall its richness when I was preparing for my ministerial ordination in 1979. It's a heavy call to all who minister for Christ, whether vocationally or as dedicated laypeople. Paul is writing instructions regarding church life and ministry to young Timothy, and through the Holy Scriptures, to all of us. These matters certainly include the immediate context, but I believe also the entire context of the letter. True ministry is a very serious calling. The word for diligent, rarely used in the New Testament, conveys to take care of. I'm so glad our Lord has provided such an adequate instruction manual for those who serve Him. We are called to devote ourselves wholly to this call. Whatever your form of service for Christ, may you give of yourself wholly to that which God has called you.
May those we minister to see our progress. This translates a wonderful word, prokopi, used elsewhere in the New Testament, only in Philippians. In fact, one of my favorite preachers, Warren Wiersbe, has a newsletter with this title. It essentially conveys advancement and increase. Is your faith and the character traits of Christ advancing in your life? Do others see this increase?
The text goes on to say, watch your life and doctrine closely. That is, pay close attention to how you live and what you believe. So many start the race well, but some neglected sin or doctrinal aberration creeps in. We know those who have served for a season. I think of fellow Bible college students and associates early in ministry that have not stayed the course. May God help us to regularly examine our lives and doctrine frequently and persevere in them. The final phrase is amongst the most sobering in the entire Bible. I quote, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. End quote. Well, I certainly don't believe this negates other teachings about salvation through Christ by grace. Of course, Paul is not saying we save people. Only Christ can save. But our influence on others is great, both good and bad. Surely there are those who have abandoned the faith due to the fall of preachers and Christian leaders. May God help each of us to stay faithful.
Let's pray. Jesus, stir in my heart the desire to be diligently immersed in the Word of God. The deceiver is diligent in planting seeds of doubt, confusion, and clever lies, always intending to lead me off course in my spiritual walk. Jesus, as I persevere in reading and applying truth inscribed throughout your word, I ward off the incessant pleas from Satan to yield to sin. I desire to be your faithful follower, not just for a season, but all the way to eternity. It is my heart's desire to influence as many as possible to join me in this noble calling. May you, Jesus, find me faithful so that those who watch my life daily may also find me faithful. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer with us and make it our prayer, each one of us today. May we be found faithful. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our web ministry is dailyencouragement.net. That's where we're at on the web, as far as our web page. We're glad you're listening to the podcast today. There are additional materials on the site today, including a rather lengthy perspective by Brooksine. Not as long as the main message, but it's a real good perspective that she wrote in response to reading and reviewing and editing the message today for me. I encourage you to take a look at that. The message today prompts me to consider a line from a hymn. In fact, it became the title of today's message. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And we have two versions of that. In fact, one is playing softly in the background. I hope I have it mixed properly. An instrumental version by a musician by the name of James M. Stevens. I'd never heard of him before. But then we have a link to a vocal a cappella version by the Drummond family. And I never heard of the Drummond family either, as I recall. I might have used them sometime in the past and had forgotten. They have a wonderful version. It's a Southern Gospel style, but great family harmony. And you can click on that if you would like. Another song came to mind, though, and I could not find a full online version, but I've enjoyed for many years. Initially, Steve Green sang it, a song called Find Us Faithful. And it really touches my heart in regard to today's theme. It has for many years. If you go to the site today, we also have a photo up. Most of the time, I try to place up a photo, give a little graphic color to the site. If you go on July 5th, 2005, this Wednesday, or any time after that, if you're listening to the podcast, just back up to that particular date. My cousin's wife, Georgia, took this photo this weekend in Door County, Wisconsin, where we had our family reunion. She titled it Book in Churches, and it sure reminds me of the place faith should have in our lives. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful to the Lord and stay encouraged in your walk with Christ.